I know, we've heard it all before.
What?
Daylight's wasting. Let's get on to the gateway. Usual skirmish line. Dean, you stick with Christy in the center.
I'll come with you.
Ryan turned and bent down, grabbing the boy by the front of his ragged jacket and lifting him up onto his toes.
Hey!
One rule, boy. Do like I tell you. Argue afterward, not before. Remember that and we all stay alive. Forget it and you can get us all chilled. You understand me?
Yeah. I understand. I'm sorry, Ryan. I won't do it again, I swear.
Good. Let's go. Everyone got their rope?
The coils of strong cord that they'd acquired in the Ville were about to prove their worth. The streets were deserted. A watery sun had broken through a band of high, pink-streaked cloud, bringing little warmth to the snow-dappled Ville.
I don't know this part of the country, Christy. Never got this far north. This place close?
Not too far. Listen, when we're in a skirmish line like we are now, it means everyone on maximum concentration, watching and listening.
And not talking?
You got it.
Ryan led the way past the various signs of the street gang's turfs, looking for the distinctive bird of prey, daubed in red paint with yellow hooked beak and oversized claws that marked off the Hawks' own part of the South Bronx. He began to spot them as he neared the ruined hulk of the old Yankee Stadium. But many of them had been covered with a white fist, showing where another gang had moved in on the territory of the leaderless Hawks.
Fuck off before you die!
A stone was thrown. It skittered along the ice-covered pavement. Ryan swung the muzzle of the G-12 toward the call, but the avenue was deserted.
Keep moving, people!
For a moment, he had an awful nagging doubt that he might not recognize the mansion that concealed the buried gateway. It was an odd fact that Ryan Carter could find his way through a featureless wilderness with unerring accuracy. Yet in these urban ruins, he was uncomfortable. Every street seemed the same, every pile of twisted, scorched rubble like another. He was tempted to ask one of the others for guidance, but that was to show doubt. And the leader who showed doubt wasn't really a leader. Yet another of the traitor's little homilies. There was a long street with a tumbled wall on one side and some stunted, diseased shrubs flanking the wreckage of the houses. Down to their left, he could see the colossal shape of what had been Yankee Stadium. They were getting closer.
Ryan!
What, Mildred?
Ryan lifted a hand to halt them.
Isn't that...
Mildred started to point to a building that Ryan had already marked as a probable.
It sure is. Just keep close.
He knew that if he turned and caught Christie's eye, she'd know that he hadn't been really sure. Some things a man liked to keep close. JB stayed topside while the rest of them picked their way slowly and carefully toward the entrance to the long hidden elevator shaft. The huge sec doors, bent and twisted, remained slightly ajar, just as they'd left them. The large empty room didn't look any different. Ryan pushed his head through the gap, peering down into the cold, sighing darkness.
I don't think anyone's been here.
What the hell was that?
Stay here.
Ryan ran up toward the pale light of day. The armorer was crouched, peering between the jagged ends of a broken pillar. He pointed to his right.
Company. Four.
Scalies?
Street gang. They must have been trailing us. The shaft open?
Yeah, doesn't look touched.
Be a great place to get ambushed. Halfway down there, swinging on bits of rope.
Ryan risked a glance out onto the street. At first he saw nothing. Then his eye caught a flicker of movement across the way. A pale, feral face with a headband of ragged white cloth. As soon as Ryan was spotted, the head bobbed down out of sight.
Better get to it. No profit trying to take them out. Bring more down on us.
Guess so. Want me to stay here or come help?
Need you with the ropes. I'll send the boy to watch.
Dark night, Ryan. You sure?
Sure.
A kid of 10?
I know. But the way he's lived, he should be fine.
Fine by me.
Cool.
Dean was delighted to be trusted with such an important mission.
Give me a blaster, Ryan.
No, I don't want chilling. I want to know if the stoops up there make a move. You shout and tell us, then you get your ass down here.
Okay.
Dean reached out a skinny hand and slapped Ryan on the palm.
On my way, Jose!
The boy pattered up the filthy staircase.
I am inclined to the opinion that the young man might prove to be rather a handful. Would you not agree, my dear Cotter?
I agree, Doc.
About 300 feet.
JB had dropped a small rough pebble down the shaft. Head to one side, he counted to himself, all of them silent as they waited. When the sound came, it was very small and far off, swallowed by the shaft. Ryan nodded.
Yep, I make it around 300. How much rope we got?
Everyone had uncoiled the loops of thin, strong cord from around their waists. JB ran them through his hands, measuring them against his own arm span.
Each one's close to 20 feet. Call it 100 feet, give or take a few.
200 feet short. That's a pretty long jump, John.
We aren't jumping.
It was a joke, John. Just a small joke.
A very small joke, if I may make so bold.
Mildred ignored him.
In stages. Need anchoring points on the way. Difficult.
Not impossible. Trouble is, if it can't be done, we'll only find out when it's too late and we can't climb back up to the top again.
Kind of trip I like, lover. Only one way and all downhill.
While the others started knotting the lengths of rope together, Ryan went back up the staircase again.
Anything, Dean?
Double creep street kids! I made around 8 or 9. More joining up with them all the time!
Think they're going to come at us?
Yeah, but they're all chicken shit, and they've probably seen the blasters we got.
Fine, we're nearly ready. Soon as I shout for you, come straight down.
Sure!
The boy looked out again through a gap he'd made between two fallen piles of bricks. Ryan watched him for a moment, seeing the excited set of the shoulders, noticing the boy's hand was resting on the turquoise hilt of his slim knife.
Dean?
What is it, Ryan?
Just... take care.
The boy smiled.
I will, Dad.
Trouble is, it's blacker than a sticky sole down there.
JB was on hands and knees.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
JB looked around helplessly as Ryan rejoined them.
Clear up top, but the gang's gathering. We'd better move.
I don't want to make the first tie off out here. Too bastard vulnerable. One knife cut and we'll have us about 4.5 seconds to think about eternity.
And kiss our asses goodbye. Oh, Christ. But I surely wish that this was over and I was in my bed again.
I'd like that very much.
Better move before we get company down here. I'll go get Dean.
In moments, Ryan returned with the boy. Ryan glanced behind them, listening for any threatening noise. Nothing. Doc had also been staring into the void.
Is there no other way to get at the gateway? I fear that the journey thither seems beyond the realms of possibility.
Christy patted Doc on the arm.
You can always stay here, Doc. You'll be fine. Be over before you know it.
Yes, that is what concerns me, my dear.
How are we doing this if it's much longer than the rope?
The boy had gone to the brink of the shaft, looking fearlessly into it. JB finished knotting the cords.
Long as we can find something partway down to tether to, we're fine. Use a release knot up here. All get down and wait, then tie off and do it again. 3 times should do it.
Yeah, but...
what?
What if there's nowhere on the way down to rest?
Ryan smiled at his son.
Then we fight our way out of here and find some other place.
JB looked around at his friends.
Time to go, people.
Dean plucked at Ryan's sleeve.
What?
How about him?
Who?
The old man.
Doc, what about him?
He won't get down a rope.
Why not?
Too old. I never seen anyone as old as him. How come he's not dead?
Doc had good hearing, and he caught the end of the exchange.
I often ask myself the same question, young friend. But worry not. One day I shall explain to you all the facts about my true age. I'll get down the rope as well as you.
Right.
Got it tied, JB?
Yeah, Ryan. Plenty of shit around here to use. Old winding gear. Might not be so easy farther down. I'll go first. Rest of you follow when I call. Not before.
Mildred first?
Ryan looked at Mildred. She nodded.
Sure. I used to wow them in gym class with my rope climbs. Going down should be easier.
Brace it between your feet, hand over hand. Don't slide. Whatever you do, don't slide.
Did you not hear what I just said?
Sorry.
See you down there.
Wait for the word. Doc, you next. Then you, Dean. Christy, and then me last.
I can...